This time we're going to take about a 15-minute break. That's all right, Phil.
We're going into break.
Now we're going to take a break.
Well, everybody can get back in.
All right. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have a resolution for you to consider. Oh, I'm sorry.
We didn't. We just recessed.
We did that at 10:28.
Yeah, we did that at 10:28.
Yeah. Okay, so we are in open session.
Right.
Be it resolved, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to negotiate and enter into agreements with parties opposing the system operation permit. And be it further resolved, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to renegotiate agreements previously entered into with parties opposing the system operation permit, so long as all negotiations and agreements are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority.
Okay, you've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Who's going to hear from next?
All right, so the next part of that item agenda will be on the BRA management presented by Phil Ford and Director Johnson.
Okay, board members and audience, just to give you an idea of what we did to look at the executive performance evaluation for Mr. Ford, our committee met this morning. We have had an opportunity to look at what competencies Mr. Ford has in his performance achievement for and accomplishments for 2014. And we went through looking at his leadership qualities and supervision. We looked at contribution to mission accomplishment. I mean, how well does he accomplish our mission of providing water and services to Texas? We looked at resource management, problem-solving, technical competency, cooperation and teamwork, internal, external liaison, and public image, and communication. We also looked at overall what were his strengths, and we thought that he was exceptionally well-organized, an excellent problem-solver, fair, honest, and had the utmost integrity. We also did an overall assessment, and we found Phil to be excellent. Exemplary in his work for us at the BRA. So that was our first thing, our first opportunity was to look at his evaluation for the past year. We also looked at Phil's compensation as compared to other river authorities, and we looked at what they actually have. We had quite a bit of information to go through. And we also talked about the political climate at this time. And so I have a resolution from the board for Phil's compensation going on in the future.
Would you please read the resolution?
Okay. BRA management, be it resolved by Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the sustained exemplary performance by the General Manager CEO warrants and justifies recognition and acknowledgement.
Okay, you've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
I'll put that forward.
Second.
Carolyn and Dallas. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
All right.